I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret. All right, guys. So first and foremost, thank you for joining me for another week's episode of Journaling the Process. I just want to let you guys know I really appreciate the loyalty as well as the support that you guys give me every single week, time after time. Like, it doesn't go unnoticed. So I just wanted to drop my little two cents in the sense of telling you guys I have mad love for the support that you bring to the show week after week. And just continue to listen, you know, continue to share. And I'm really hoping that this show is able to touch you in a way where you can be inspired. You can maybe even inspire someone else to just take action to live a better life and to find what it is that you're truly called to do and do that. You know, that's what this show is really about at the end of the day. I really want to pour into you guys to find out who you are at your core, let alone do what it is that you love, even if the world tells you otherwise. Okay? So let's get right into this show, guys. Let's get right into it. This week's episode, I decided to title it Let Go and Let God. So this week has been a beautiful week in the sense of the different scenarios that played out in my life. And I want to say it started off on Monday, where I literally had an encounter in the sense of further understanding what angel numbers are and exactly how these angels that do appear in numbers, what are they exactly trying to tell me? Okay, so it's kind of hard for me to explain. If you guys do want the depth of that, go back and listen to my daily check-in episode 4. I kind of give you a little bit more of a rundown in details of how my day played out live and direct. Excuse the noise in the background for that episode because I was literally recording in my car. I wanted to just pour into you guys exactly what was happening, how I was feeling that specific day. So there's a little bit of fumbling and stuff going on, but excuse that. I do apologize in advance for the shuffling, but I really go in on that episode of how I feel about the universe just presenting itself and giving me the signs of how to identify when my angels are appearing to me and giving me clarity on what to do next and what not to do, if that makes any sense. I really hope it does. But go back to that episode 4 and listen into that, and it'll kind of shed a little bit light of what I'm talking about, just me sharing with you guys a little bit about my gift that I've had for a very long time when it comes to the twitching of my eye, which I've been able to read into. And then I feel like over time, more specifically over the last year, that gift has been enhance with the angel numbers being presented to me. Okay, so that was one of the first things that happened. Now, Tuesday, this becomes a little bit strange or odd, but I am literally at work and I'm on a call and I'm calling this woman now, and I asked for the person that's like literally on the lead, whatnot, right? And this woman just kept saying, oh, that's me, but it's not the name that appeared on the actual lead. Anyways, I'm just continuing with my regular pitch, you know, just kind of like blowing off what she was saying about it being her, Then out of the blue, guys, like she just started like saying, "Are you saved?" And I'm like, "Excuse me?" She was just like, "Are you saved?" And she had this tone to her voice, like really wanting an answer and really like going in asking me if I'm saved. And I'm like, "Why are you asking me this?" She's like, "Are you saved?" And then I'm like, "Okay, like this woman's really going in and she wants to answer, and she's not going to back down until you give her an answer." Now, this is happening at work. There's other colleagues around me. Like, this call is being recorded as well. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on? You know? And then I'm like, you know what? Let me just entertain what she's asking me. And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I am saved. And then her following question was like, "Do you know Jesus?" Now I'm like, okay, what is this woman, like, what is this all about? So I put the whole business thing to the side, and I'm just like, I had to be real with her. I'm like, "Ma'am, like, why are you asking me this?" She's like, "Do you know Jesus?" And I said, "Yes, I do know who Jesus is." And then I was just like, "It's funny that you're asking me this, because I've been on this spiritual awakening path for the last few months, and I'm just trying to gain clarity on what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, you know, like in this life, you know? And who told me to say all this, guys? I do not know. All I knew was I had this gut instinct to respond back to this woman and give her an answer to what she's asking me for. And I answered her question. I said, "Yes, I am saved, and I do know who Jesus is." And they're asking her, like, "Why are you asking me this?" And her response was basically, you know, "I decided," something along these lines. I'm not quite sure verbatim of what she said, but I do know it was something along these lines where she was just like, "I just knew today that I had to ask one person if they're saved and if they know who Jesus is." And in my mind, I'm just like, that one person had to be me. Like, why me? And she's like, "Yeah." So the fact that I responded to her question and gave her my answer, she basically was so quiet and just hung up the phone. Now, at this point, my mind is blown. I'm like, what the hell just happened here? Like, this is not normal. This is not a coincidence. What is happening? What is God? What is the universe? What is happening at this moment in time? I was so uncomfortable and so confused that I literally just got up from my desk. I went straight to the bathroom. As a matter of fact, before that, I shared what just happened with my colleague beside me and in front of me, which are these two, the two girls in front of me are these two very spiritual and intuned people. And they were just like, "That is super weird." Like, I couldn't even catch myself to jump back into another call, guys. Like, I had to remove myself ASAP from my desk, because like, that just got me so messed up and so confused. Like, I didn't even know how to function. So I got up, I went straight to the bathroom, I went into the bathroom stall, I closed that door, and I was just like, "God, what is that? Like, what was that all about?" I was just so confused. And then I had to call my sister, like, one of my sisters, I had to call them, the one that was like, one of my sisters, she's very like spiritual and really in tuned as well. And I had to call her, and I'm just like, "Listen, you would not believe what just took place, what just happened to me just a few minutes ago." And I was telling her the story, and then she was just like, "Listen, you are getting so spiritually in tuned that I guess people are just sending messages to you, for you." And she's like, "Just embrace it." And I'm just like freaking out, guys. I'm just like, okay, you know what? This whole spiritual thing, this whole spiritual awakening thing is like, is cool. It's super dope. Like, I love how I'm starting to figure out who I am. I love how I'm starting to pour into people and saying certain things. But like, I don't want it to get so deep where I like start seeing or hearing things. Like, no, I didn't sign up for that. Like, that part I do not want, you know? So I literally like got off the phone with my sister. I had a moment with myself, and at the end of the day, I was just like, "God, like, I'm grateful for the gift that you're presenting in front of me, but I don't want it to get too strong to the point where I start seeing or hearing things." Like, real talk, guys. Like, I can't. Like, come to me in numbers, in angel numbers, which I can interpret and function and figure out what I need to do or what message I need to speak to people, as far as what I need to say or give insight on. But this upfront and close directness of people asking me if I'm saved and if I knew Jesus, like, what is the next step after that? Like, I do not want to see anything. Like, I'm even cool with angels or God showing up in my dreams and giving me clarity and direction that way. But the fact to have ghosts or whatever you want to call it appear, like, no, that I can't do that. So that was that. I was able to gather myself and continue the rest of my day. But that day was a heavy day for me, guys. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, that day was a very heavy day for me. And what else do I want to share with you? Thursday and Friday was very interesting, because Thursday, so I want to say maybe a week or a week and a half ago, I had bumped into two people. So the first person was this guy that I, you know, talked to on the floor, you know, just kind of catch up and hang out and just kind of tell me, like, you know, what's going on with his life. And he's kind of like struggling and trying to get insight. Like, people at my work just have this tendency of coming to me and asking me for, like, my advice or my opinion. And, like, I just have that personality and character where people are just drawn to me, where they always ask for, like, my advice, my input, my opinion. And I love helping and sharing other people. And it's not just this workplace that this has happened to, but just, like, everywhere that I work, or once people get really comfortable to know who I am as a person, they feel the need to, like, pour into me and tell me things that, like, I would never expect them to tell me. It's super weird, but hey, I think it's actually one of the gifts that I have, to make people feel comfortable to pour into me and to also ask questions on anything that they're going through or struggling with, right? So I bumped into him, and I actually noticed that he was wearing this necklace. Like, I didn't know exactly what type of necklace it was until, like, further finding out the details of it, but he was wearing a crystal necklace. And from what I understand, there's different type of crystals for different things. So I was like, oh, this is super cool. Like, I've seen this before. And I literally told him, oh, I'm like, you're wearing this as you're trying to attract, like, good energy. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm going through some stuff. And, you know, kind of like, I hope this would help relieve whatever difficulty or stress or whatever he's going through. And I remember a few weeks back, he was telling me, like there was literally a fire in his building. Like, some person either was smoking and fell asleep, or, like, their pot was on the stove and they fell asleep, something along those lines, where it basically resulted into a fire and he had to, like, evacuate from his building. And a lot of the apartments, like, were just nothing was left, you know, so he had to go through that. And, like, I feel like from since that moment, that experience, that encounter, it's just, like, been downhill for him. So, like, you know, I try to be there to support and, like, be a listening ear if he needed to talk to anyone. So yeah, I spoke to him about the crystal thing. I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. You know, that's good energy, da da da. Now, the following day, I'm coming out of the washroom, and there's this girl that's, like, at the sink washing her hands. And then I kind of, like, glance into the mirror, and I notice that she had a crystal on her neck too. And I'm like, oh my God, you too? And she's like, you too what? Like, she was confused because it just came out of my mouth. Like, it just flew out of my mouth. And then she was like, you too what? And I'm like, you too, you have this crystal on your neck. And I'm like, I was telling her, like, the day before I just saw this guy with it, and now I'm seeing you with it. And I'm like, you know where this is going, guys, already. I'm just like, no, this is not a coincidence. Like, why am I seeing this all of a sudden? And it's one of those things, like, I've kind of seen in the past but never really paid attention to it. And I guess it's because, like, I'm more in tune with my spirituality that these things are appearing more and stronger to me, right? So she started explaining, like, yeah, she wears it because she struggles with certain issues. Now, the color that she was wearing of the stone, it was actually different to the one that the guy was wearing. So she goes, like, yeah, I lack a lot of confidence, and I always second guess myself and whatnot. And she's like, this stone really helps with that, you know, because she was explaining to me that different stones represent different things. I'm like, oh, that's super cool. Like, I was just so fascinated in how she's explaining to me and going into details and whatnot. Tell me how, guys, fast forward to, like, a week later. This week, I am literally like in the foyer of the office, like walking back to my desk. And she goes, oh my God, like she bumps into me. She's not bump into me, but she's basically like, oh my God, I've been looking for you all week. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, I've been looking for you all week. And I'm like, okay. She's like, I have something for you. Like, she sounded so excited. I'm like, I have something for you. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I have something for you. And I'm like, okay, I can come to your desk like at lunch and get it. And she's like, yeah, just come to my desk. I'll leave it there and just come and get it. And I was like, okay. So it's like lunchtime now, and I kind of glance over at where her desk was, which is literally across the room, and I noticed that she was in there. Now, I'm the type of person, even though someone told me to go to get something at their space or at their station or their cubicle or whatever you want to call it, I am not going to go there and just grab something off your desk. That's just not me. Some other people might do it, but I am not going to do that because, one, I don't want people to say that I took this from their desk or this went missing and I was the last person in that area, especially in a working environment. People are always pointing the finger the minute something goes missing, right? So I patiently waited until like she came back from her break. Now my lunch break is just about to finish, and I happened to see her passing down the aisle but speaking to this gentleman, right? So I just interrupted her. I was like, I'm so sorry, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just like, you know, I know you told me to go to your desk and grab whatever it is that you had for me, and I just didn't do it because, like, I'm not that type of person. Like, I'm not gonna go to your desk when you're not there to take something off your desk. Like, my mama didn't bring me up that way, right? So she's like, no, it's okay. You know, I told so-and-so that if you were to pass by, it was okay. Just give it to you. I'm like, okay, it's cool. But, like, I'm not gonna do that. So I basically walked towards her desk with her, and she handed me, guys, a crystal. Not like what she was wearing and not like what the guy was wearing the day before. She handed me this crystal on a necklace, which looked like a marble. So it's like a white and grayish type crystal, but it has this marble look to it. And it had a little card written with what this crystal was. It had a card written with what this crystal was known for as far as the properties of what it abuses, of what it distributes. Sorry, lack for a better word. But it basically talks about the properties and the vibes of what this crystal can give, right? So I'm like super blown away. I'm like, thank you so much. Like, oh my God. And she was like, no, it's okay. She's just like, you know, that day we bumped into the bathroom, you seem so curious and interested about it. So I was like, hey, why not, you know? And she was basically telling me that I needed to wear the crystal like inside of my shirt, so not touching any clothing, like as far as when my crystal necklace on my clothes, it should be tucked like inside of my shirt, closer to my chest. She's like, that's the way you should wear it, okay? When I tell you that I was reading the properties of this magnesite crystal, I was blown away because it was everything that I needed and everything that I am. So I want to share with you guys the properties of this magnesite crystal, which is the following. So this magnesite crystal represents creative, which is definitely who I am at a core. I'm a very creative and intuition and artistic type of person. So the fact that one of the main properties was tapping into creativity spoke to me so much, I was just like blown away. Now, the other property is imagination, which I like to run with my imagination and just play certain things out in my head. And sometimes I feel like I overplay things out, and I have such a great imagination that is so detailed that I get lost and confused on what I need to start, what I need to put back, what I need to put like on hold and execute with. The third property is clarity. So gaining clarity on what it is that I want to do. The next property is relaxing and meditation. Guys, when I tell you, for weeks now, I've been feeling that I need to meditate, but just not knowing how to meditate and what to say during these meditations in my mind to get into that natural state. I cannot make this up. So when I saw creative, imagination, clarity, relaxing slash meditation on that little piece of paper, as far as the magnesite properties, I was like, you're so on point. It's crazy. I'm like, how did this girl even know to give me this specific type of crystal? It's not a coincidence. That's all I have to say. It was spot on. And then the actual crystal itself, that marble effect to it, to that magnesite. Sorry if I'm butchering the name, guys, but bear with me here. Is the exact same marble effect that I just renovated my kitchen with the last few weeks. So I was literally blown away. So that was the first crystal that I got. Now the second crystal that I got was on Friday, where this girl at my work, she told me that she does jewelry, and she literally brought in a few pieces to have other individuals see what she does, you know, and try to make a little money from it. Like, I'm all there for supporting other people with their side hustle, with their gift. And she was just like, hey, do you want to take a look at it? I'm like, yeah, sure. And there was this one stone that really stood out to me that had like this turquoise marble effect to it that I purchased from her. And the symbolic meaning of it was literally to open your chakra, to also communicate better, to be more knowledgeable, to meditate. Like, all these properties that I'm lacking or needing, guys, these people were able to provide that with me. We were able to provide that to me. I'm so sorry if you guys hear like shuffling and all that in the background. Like, my youngest just literally woke up as I'm recording this, and I don't want to stop and edit, and I don't want to stop and edit this. I want this to just be real talk, raw. So just continue to bear with me while I finish up this episode. So she's literally sitting beside me patiently waiting for my attention. So I'm going to try to wrap this up as quickly as possible. But I want to say this to say that this week, the way it played out was literally a week of me seeing God and letting go of the old me. Like, I feel like I am being rebirthed into a newer version of myself. And it is a bit scary, but I'm definitely open and want to be on this journey and to ride this wave. So that's all that I have to say, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being patient. This episode was a little bit difficult, not quite clean as to how I wanted it to come out, but it's okay. It's my truth. It's me being real to you guys. It's me keeping it 100. And if you're not already following me on Instagram, please make sure to do so using the handle IAmNotMy9to5, as well as follow me on Twitter using the same handle IAmNotMy9to5. Again, if you guys have any questions, or is there anything in specific, if there's anything specifically that you want me to speak about, please don't hesitate to send me a DM or reach out on by sending me an email to IAmNotMy9to5@gmail.com. That again is IAmNotMy9to5@gmail.com. All right, guys, this is my signal for me to go, because my daughter, like, just literally, my youngest, woke up, grabbed her iPad, and she's ready to like watch some cartoons right now. So I'm gonna let you guys go. Until next time, I love you guys and speak to you soon. Bye.